today. As we're in this month of June and these 4 weeks of June, we're having different visitors come share with us. Today, we're blessed that we have Kevin King from MDS here sharing with us. Kevin King serves now as the Executive Director of the Mennonite Disaster Service, MDS. Kevin grew up in southeastern PA. He attended Eastern Mennonite College and then got his master's degree in international economic development from Eastern College. He has spent different times serving. He served in Brazil and Jamaica with MCC. He served as material resource manager. I believe that would be at MDS, or maybe it was MCC. I don't know which. MCC. And traveled different places serving with that. And now he serves as the Executive Director of Mennonite Disaster Service since February 2004. Kevin now resides in Harrisonburg, Virginia, with his wife, Karen. So, and he asked me to read the scripture this morning, so I'm going to do that as well. Kevin's going to be sharing from Psalm 19, verses 1 through 4. Psalm 19, verses 1 through 4. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all of the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, he has pitched a tent for the sun. Kevin, I invite you to share, and we're blessed to hear from what you have to share from us. And yep.
Derek, good morning. I'm not convinced. Good morning. It is a good morning. I enjoyed the three-hour drive north here, listening, praying, listening to music, and it's good to be here with you. I was anticipating our time together, what God may bring on our hearts. And I'm really going to put your audio and sound booth folks to work this morning. They won't fall asleep because we're going to be jumping around quite a bit. But I'd like to have the first slide, if we could. Is that my doings or is that your? There we go. What do you see? Stars. Can you make any sense out of that? Ah. Imagine. By the way, the title of my sermon, just to let you know where I'm going with this, is the title of my sermon is From Discombobulation to Constellation. Whew. Yeah, stick with me. From Discombobulation to Constellation. Imagine this sky here, and you're seeing it for the first time. You step outside, and this huge expanse. What word or two would you use to describe this if you were seeing it for the first time? As I asked, do you see any order or pattern in the night sky? In some ways, it may look like chaos. And chaos with tech. There we go. Whoops. Bam. Too fast. See, we're experiencing discombobulation already. Discombobulation, it's a 16-letter word, and it's defined as a stunned or bewildered condition, befuddlement, bewilderment, daze, fog, muddle, mystification, perplexity, puzzlement, stupefaction. Does this sound anything like what we just came out of or coming out of the past 15, 16 months? Huh? Discombobulation, fog, I hear sometimes, daze. I'm hearing from in the church that this is an incredible time for pastors and leaders. And it's difficult to lead in a time of discombobulation. Where is order? Where is the sense of making sense of this all? Well, where I'm going with this morning is, as executive director for Mennonite Disaster Service, we're a volunteer network that deploys volunteers to disaster sites in the U.S. and Canada. And while we help to clean up and rebuild homes for people who don't have insurance or who have no means of getting a dry roof over their head, we deploy volunteers in that setting, such as we're going to hear from Tim and Dottie Weber this morning. They're going to one of these locations. And in this time, for many of these people, disaster survivors, they experience discombobulation. And so where I'm going with this is, then I'd like to see making sense of this. Actually, you're right. I heard people say, there's the Big Dipper, there's the Little Dipper, there's other. So where I'm going with is, they're making, from discombobulation, they're finding constellations in this. So go with me to a disaster site. Actually, I had my film crew pick out some scenes from various disasters that have happened in the last 15 years. And where I'm going with this is to show how God is at work through ordinary men and women, boys and girls who go and serve in a disaster site, taking the discombobulation where there's no sense at all in this disaster and finding some constellations, finding order, finding meaning of God working through people, through His Holy Spirit. So let's maybe take a moment and let's see a little bit of a clip of a video. We're going to stop halfway. I told you I'd keep these audio people busy this morning. Let's see the video there, Asash. See if you can see where there's discombobulation.
I was feeling pretty blue, you know, kind of like, wow, you know, while my windows are out and I got water up in here and shingles are missing. And when I got over there and seen people with nothing, I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of people with nothing.
This is probably the first time that we've all had a chance to get together this morning to start that healing.
I was sitting right here, and I was taking care of the mail, and my husband came in and said that it was hailing.
And all of a sudden, I don't know if the wind changed or the atmospheric pressure changed.
Pretty soon we heard a swish.
Maybe a minute's warning, maybe 30 seconds.
And Paul says,
now is the time to go to the basement.
We ran downstairs and went into the north corner underneath the stairway, and that's where we stayed until the storm was over. We all got out and looked and couldn't believe what we saw.
We lost our house, so that would have been last year, June 20th, of course. Our house was flooded.
I'm Hubert Yates. I'm volunteer coordinator for Winston County. We're in Winston County, Mississippi, just outside of Louisville, Mississippi, where we've experienced a EF4 tornado of 34.3 miles in length, approximately 3/4 to a mile wide in width the entire distance. We have over 300 homes totally destroyed, 126 homes with minor damage, and 116 with major damage.
There's a lot of warnings out there about how bad the storm is going to be. 12 to 15 foot storm surges. For me, in layman's terms, I really didn't know what that meant. Came in like a raging river, and after a while we became trapped in the house along with everybody else on my block. Everybody stayed, nobody left. Nobody thought it was going to be that bad. The water came in almost 3 feet on the first floor, 8 feet in the basement.
We went over to the river and looked out across the river to town, over the bluff. The first time I saw that, it was bad. Oh. Town's gone. I mean, pure and simple, town's gone. I started getting a lot of calls from a lot of different people. We're on our way. What can we do? What can we bring? We're coming. Then MDS shows up.
From discombobulation, and you wonder, where do you make sense in this disaster? We know that over time, people transform the discombobulation into constellations. I'm no astronomer, nor have I taken any astronomy classes, but over time, as people kept looking up to the stars, they started connecting the dots, and they realized constellations give hope and direction. God put stars in there, and over time, we helped, or astronomers, others decided to say, wow, we can use the stars to help guide us for planting and harvesting. Even in the dead of night, you can help navigate through some stormy, sometimes calm waters. As MDS volunteers deploy 6,000 and 7,000 of them per year, MDS helps to find constellations in the midst of these disasters. MDS helps homeowners to connect the dots with FEMA, with insurance companies, with so many people knocking on their door asking, how can we help you, or where do you need assistance? As people of faith, added to that crucial task of listening, walking alongside someone with people who face so much loss in life, we have that Christian faith that we can witness to people. Perhaps you this morning may feel discombobulated, that 16-letter word. Perhaps you're experiencing some sense of loss in your life or not certain what the future is. I believe with prayer, with each other here worshiping this morning, reading the Bible, we can find constellations. Not alone, but in community we walk together. Just as MDS goes to a project site and rebuilds someone's lives. Years ago, I investigated, or I was soon on the ground in Hurricane Joplin, Missouri. This was a tornado that touched down. It was about a mile wide and about 23 miles long. It went right down through the town on a Sunday afternoon just after graduation in May. Families had just come back from the high school. They were eating dinner, and then the sirens went off in Joplin, Missouri. People took cover, and the tornado hit with a raging force. It destroyed Home Depots and Lowe's and hospitals and schools, Bath Body and all any store, and right down through the residential section, killing over 100 people. I soon arrived on the ground, and Leland, Leland is a black bumper Mennonite from Missouri. By the way, did you know there's 27 different kinds of Mennonites in Missouri? But they can agree, they can come together and put a roof on somebody's house. They can agree to do that. So it's amazing. So Leland is guiding me around And we're driving down Pennsylvania Avenue, and finally I said, Leland, I just got to get out. I just overwhelmed, discombobulated. So I'm walking down the street of Pennsylvania Avenue, and the houses now are a rubble of this high. I see a man in the distance. He's standing in front of his house with his work gloves on, frozen. I gently walk up to him, and I, excuse me, sir, excuse me. Are you the owner of this house?
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
Where were you when the storm hit?
Dogs jumped out the window. Dogs had blown out, but they jumped back in. We curled up in front of the dishwasher. I couldn't tried to make it down to the basement, but the door was pinched and
you survived.
Yeah.
Now and then he'd look up at my shirt, Mennonite Disaster Service. And we chatted briefly and he said, Mennonite.
Yeah, I said, have you ever heard of the Mennonites?
Yeah. He said, the only thing I salvaged out of my house is a Mennonite community cookbook. I said, I'm Kevin. He said, I'm Al. I said, Al, what's with the Mennonite community cookbook?
Oh, he said, I worked as a cook down at the local restaurant until about 2 months ago. Then I lost my job.
And you know, Mr. King, you know, when you lose your job, you get the unemployment check. You have to decide what you're going to spend it on, your light bill or your insurance. And he said, the insurance of my house ran out last month.
Discombobulation, making no sense of his life at that moment.
What do you say? Derek, what would you say to somebody, Al Hanna, at that moment? There's no words. How do you make sense? Where do you find the constellations, the meaning?
Just then, Al, he caught up with me with a clipboard, and he's already looking at the house. He's taking notes.
You know the best thing you could say right then? We'll send a crew in tomorrow. That's the incarnated. That's what Christ did. That's what Jesus. God sent his son into this chaos, into this discombobulated world, and brought meaning. Amen? Y'all say amen here at East Peter?
Yeah.
Yeah. The next day, Mennonites from all over Missouri came. Some left at 3 in the morning, did their chores, and drove 6 hours. And they were cleaning up, picking up for months and months and years. I'm happy to say that Al Hanna was the first house we built back. And often in these cases, Mennonite Disaster Service does not work alone. We work with many other organizations, many other faith-based organizations. World Vision, Salvation Army, Red Cross, Samaritan's Purse, UMCOR, the Methodist, the Baptist. When we need chainsaws, we call Baptist. When we need some warehousing, we call Seventh-day Adventist. When we need disaster case management, seriously, they're all on my phone, we call the Methodist. We love the Methodist. And even the Suu Kyi Foundation, Buddhists, they give grants. And so with this discombobulation, working together primarily, mostly as faith-based groups, finding the constellations in these communities, and it is a powerful witness. Amen? I'm so pleased that MDS volunteers show up with a sense of, by the way, often say in these disaster investigations, I feel like we should take our shoes off. Because we're on holy ground led by God's Spirit in this discombobulation. Finding these meaning that gives direction. We're going to play the rest of the video. I told you I'd keep these guys busy back here. We're going to play the rest of the video. look for signs of hope of constellations.
So much. We appreciate what you've done.
And when these MDS guys moved in, it just took so much stress off of me. They're taking care of my town. They're taking care of me. And that's tremendous.
For every official referral we get, we still get three of them that call and say, I heard my neighbor say, or someone at church told me the Mennonites, or just, I saw your sign and somebody told me to call you.
I got a little brochure and I called them and asked them whether could they clean the spot off. My name is Ollie Mae Hepburn and this was my house.
The work that has been done, the efforts that have been put forth, we as a community would be still suffering greatly if we did not have the volunteer support and the faith groups lead those particular efforts. And I just want to say again, thank you to the Mennonite Disaster Service for the work that they've done for us.
We've been overwhelmed with generosity from so many people, just trying to give us a hand to get into a home and make this house our home. And we can't wait.
I always think I'm too busy. You know, those people weren't too busy. They were willing, so maybe I can do that too.
I keep thinking of the words of Psalm 91, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. Those words have a whole new meaning today.
You'll touch people's lives in ways that they never even knew they could be touched.
From discombobulation to constellation, from making out of chaos, bringing order thanks to our volunteers. Disaster response ministry can be overwhelming on a good day. As I mentioned, we compassionately reach out to people who have lost a sense of meaning in their life and wonder, what good is going to come out of this? As I said earlier, Al Hanna, the first person we built a house for of the 18 in Joplin, Missouri. I wasn't there at the dedication, but when we dedicate a home, we ceremoniously give the key, we give a Bible, and maybe a wall hanging thanks to the Mennonite women, a quilt, and a prayer blessing. Unfortunately, I wasn't there, but later on I caught up with him and he wasn't home and I heard he got his job back cooking. And I gave him a brand new Mennonite More with Less cookbook. These are the small ways, by the way, P.S., this is not in my notes, we found over our 70 years of service, a number of churches have been planted because of the work of our volunteers. It wasn't the primary purpose, but it's, people say, why'd you come? Actually, some people think, you came here and you're going to build my house back, but you're going to keep it. We have to convince them, no, But we didn't know such a thing existed anymore like this. Volunteer labor? How much you charge? It's free. Why? They often ask me. Why'd you come? Out of compassion. Out of obedience to the Scripture. Out of gratefulness to God for what we received in our lives. And out of that testimony, the Holy Spirit works and they say, well, we'd like something of that. So a number of churches have been come out of the work of Mennonite Disaster Service, out of ordinary men and women. People say, I'm not a preacher, I'm not a teacher. I'm going using their gifts in this time of discombobulation and bringing a sense of order in the constellations. I think I'll actually end it there, other than to say thank you for your support of Mennonite Disaster Service. This volunteer network doesn't come free. To deploy a volunteer like Nevin or Tim or Dottie, it costs us about $50 a day to buy food. You know, these volunteers, they come, they're hungry, and they need tools. And they need gas and the pickups that we provide and the insurance. Oh, boy. Any insurance agents here today? When you think about it, we send vehicles towards a disaster. That makes them nervous. So these things cost money to deploy and support. We have about 25 staff that leverages 7,000 to 8,000 volunteers in training and so on per year. Volunteers come in two different flavors, weekly and monthly. Weekly volunteers show up on a Sunday night and leave on Friday. And then we have folks such as Tim and Dottie that'll come and cook for us. They'll come for probably a year. No, I'm just teasing. Hint, hint. For a month or more. And they provide, we need crew leaders. We need project directors, we need construction supervisors and cooks and office managers. Could God be calling you in this time of discombobulation? Could God be calling you? Young people, let me talk. I don't know what time, I can't see a clock back here, Derek. Young people, if you want meaning in your life, it doesn't come with how fat your wallet gets. In other words, how much money, happiness does not come from a fat wallet. Happiness comes when you give your life to God and God takes you and uses you to bring joy to others. When you serve your neighbor in need, you will find joy. I'm a living testimony of that. God called me when I was 6 years old looking up at these stars one night on the farm, and I thought, wow, God, I just saw pictures that night before in a film of starving masses in Ethiopia, and I thought, Lord, use me for the rest of my life. It's a dangerous prayer, but God wants to use you to serve others in whatever capacity you might be called to. Thank you for listening. Now you can go back to, no. You'll find happiness in the service of the Lord. So, out of discombobulation, may we find constellations. Thank you. Amen, amen, and amen.